Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Iron Rails, Iron Men, and the Race to Link the Nation, The Story of the Transcontinental Railroad by Martin W. Sandler, performed by Grover Gardner.
Dedication for Carol. Prologue. The reporter could only stare in wonder at the scene before him. Here, on the vast American prairie, hundreds of workmen, with nothing but endless miles of grassland in front of them, were laying tracks. But it was not just the task, it was the way they were doing it, as he would later state, that filled him with amusement, curiosity, and above all else, profound respect. On they came, he wrote. A light car, drawn by a single horse, gallops up to the front with its load of rails. Two men seize the end of a rail and start forward, the rest of the gang taking hold by twos until it is clear of the car. They come forward at a run. At the word of command, the rail is dropped in its place, right side up, with care, while the same process goes on at the other side of the car. Less than 30 seconds to a rail, and so four rails go down in a minute. The moment the car is empty, it is tipped over on the side of the track to let the next loaded car pass it, and then it is tipped back again, and it is a sight to see it go flying back for another load, propelled by a horse at full gallop at the end of 60 or 80 feet of rope. Close behind the first gang come the men who spike the rails to their wooden ties, and a lively time they make of it. It is a grand anvil chorus that those sturdy sledges are playing across the plains. It is in triple time, three strokes to the spike, 10 spikes to a rail, 400 rails to a mile, 1,800 miles to San Francisco. 21 million times are those sledges to be swung before the great work of modern America is complete. The reporter was right. The building of the Transcontinental Railroad was not only America's greatest work, it was also one of the greatest and most daring adventures the nation had ever seen. It took place in an era when only trails and wagon tracks crossed more than two-thirds of the nation, a time when it took up to 6 months to cross the country. To build a railroad some 1,800 miles over the prairies, across the deserts, and through the mountains, if it could be done at all, would, as one of its advocates stated, require the work of giants. There would indeed be giants involved, but the undertaking would be far more difficult than even these visionaries could have imagined. It would be made even more daunting by the greed, corruption, and violence that were also part of the experience. It would take more than 6 years, but in the end, the nation would be linked by two bands of steel, and things would never be the same.